All right, everybody, welcome back. You are listening to Moss Radio on mossradio.com. My name is DJ Croak, and I'm here with
Jack Contreras.
There you go. If you're new to Moss Radio, we are your local online community radio, prioritizing and practicing engagement with each other, listeners, participants, and communities. Moss Radio does stream at select hours, changing every week, and you can find our programming and exact hours on the schedule page of our website. You can also feel free to contact us through email at mossradio@proton.me. Again, that's mossradio@proton.me. You can also find us on Instagram at mossradio.nyc, or text us or call in at the number that's on the website that you are probably tuning into right now at 917-809-4084. That is 917-809-4084. And yeah, please feel free to chat on the website that I'm about to pull up for us. Hello there. Okay. And yeah, you're listening to In Conversation with the West 4th, and I'll let you do a little intro of everything that you're doing.
Sure.
Feel free to ramble.
All right. Well, DJ Croak, thank you for having me.
Of course.
Super excited to be here. Yeah, so the West 4th, it's a local community zine for like opinion pieces, poetry, short fiction, nonfiction, that kind of thing. Right now it's based mostly in like the West Village, like specifically around like the Music Inn and like the people that go there, but working on, you know, increasing readership and getting that out there more. But yeah, I mean, I'm not much of like a writer myself. I mean, I dabble here and there, but
that's really interesting. Okay, keep going, yeah. And I'll ask more questions.
But yeah, so I started it. I was doing an internship. I'll start off myself. I'm a second year master's student at NYU, living in Brooklyn, from Maryland and New Hampshire, kind of all over. But so this past year, my first year at NYU, I was doing an internship, and it was like in like a corporate setting. It just like kind of sucked. Mm-hmm. And there was like a day where I was just like insanely bored, and I was thinking of just like things to do. Usually when I'm bored at work, I'll just go on like Wikipedia or something, go down like Wikipedia rabbit holes.
As it all starts.
But even that gets boring sometimes. And then I had been kind of like toying with the idea of a zine for a while. But, you know, just this one day I was like, you know, like, fuck it. I'll just try to create something. So I made like an Instagram for it, put the word out. And I already had kind of like a decent like network of like artists and writers and stuff mm-hmm. like that I was like, that I'd become friends with through the Music Inn. So I was super grateful for the Music Inn just for being like that kind of community. And then, yeah, so I sent out like calls for submissions. I got a bunch, way more than I thought I would for, and so this was, the first issue was our May edition. So I started putting it together in April, had like a 2-week window for submissions. And then, yeah, I handed out the May issue throughout May, at like a couple different concerts and at the Music Inn, and you know, people were really excited about it. People really liked it, which I thought was really, it gave me a lot of energy to see that people like actually were really appreciative of it and like liked holding this stuff. And like, you know, people saw, you know, like written works and stuff by their friends that they didn't even know like were writers. Mm-hmm. And so,
oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. So anyways, yeah. So the May, it's monthly. The first edition was in May. I'm working on the August edition right now, which is going to be our fourth edition. So, yeah, it's a great little thing that's happening.
So cool. Can I ask about the you're not a writer yourself part? What, do you read a lot?
Yeah.
Are you a big zine enjoyer? Is that?
Well.
Also, I'm listening and I want to check that we're streaming. So.
Okay, cool. Yeah. I mean, I do read a lot, sometimes not as much as I'd like, but I mean, like, you know, obviously for my grad school, I have to read a lot. And then, you know, on the side, I like to read like a lot of fiction. I used to be really into like 1800s kind of stuff, but okay. Trying to branch out, you know, but yeah, I mean, like I took like some like creative writing classes in college or whatever, but it's just like, you know, sometimes it's just hard to put words down. Like I'll start writing something and then I'll hit like a block or like a wall at like 10 pages and like, man, whatever. But Yeah, but I just I do really like reading, obviously, like other people's stuff, books, and then zines. Like I never really, I haven't really read a lot of other zines, to be honest. I've like seen a couple around in New York, obviously. You know that one place in the East Village.
Luton Print, Printed Matter.
It's on, I think it's on St. Mark's. It's like East Village Books or something like that. But they've got like a whole like zine graffiti section. It's pretty like, it's like kind of like a DIY bookstore. I saw a bunch of zines there and that was inspiring. But yeah, I mean, I don't really know where the idea for a zine came from, but I kind of saw like a need for, you know, like I've been around all these super creative people and artists and stuff and writers and singers and all that, but there wasn't really like a thing like keeping track of all of it and getting it out there in, on like, in like a written form. I mean, everybody has Instagram, obviously, but that's like, you know, whatever.
So. Losing its substance by the day.
Yeah, yeah. Because like, you know, you see somebody's like story or something for what they're doing and it's cool, but most of the time it's people just kind of skip through it. Mm-hmm. So this is, you know, the zine is, it's just like a more tangible, semi-permanent thing.
Or whatever. Yeah. And so... You say you haven't read that many, but I feel like this is a very, like, you know, zine format. Like, did people, or how many people are working on this, or are there people helping you out on the layout and team and ideas?
It's just me right now. I mean, for the covers, I'll have people, like, submit. So I designed the first cover, and then, like, my sister designed this one for July. I have a friend doing the one for August. So it's just like
people that, doing some tasks.
Yeah. So like that's nice. And then my friend Jackie, on the back of the zine, she puts together this like list of upcoming events and stuff.
Okay.
Which is, this one that's is really probably outdated by now, but, so she does that.
No, we've got August 13th and August 16th.
Okay. So there's still some stuff that's relevant on here. Oh, that's good. But yeah, so she'll do that, but yeah, I'll lay it out. I get Adobe, something for free through NYU, so I just use that.
And so how are you going through submissions?
Right now, I'm pretty much including everybody that submits, because I don't get, like, so many that I turn people away or whatever. I'd like to include as many as possible. The only thing is just, like, the page, like, limit. Like, I'd like to keep these zines to, I think it's about 10 pages.
Okay.
And that's just, like, so I don't have to, like, spend $1 million on, like, ink and all that stuff and paper. I mean, paper's cheap, but, so, yeah, I haven't, I mean, everything that's been submitted has been really great, and I'm, yeah, so.
And do you find that you're mostly getting submissions from New York people?
Yeah, for the most part, there's this one woman from Jersey that submitted stuff, and I meant to send her a freaking copy and I keep forgetting to.
The faraway land of Jersey.
I'm sorry, I'm gonna mail it to you, I promise. I've got this one friend who lives out in San Francisco, and he's been writing columns for me about he's like obsessed with like the people that live in San Francisco. He works in like tech or whatever, so he just like kind of, you know, he's got a little bit of an issue with them. So
and so what's kind of like the, let's be cheesy, like, what's the vision, you know, I guess, or, like, what's the ethos of it, like, the, you know, vibe, I guess,
yeah,
that you're trying to put out?
You mean, like, vision for the zine, or just, like, what?
Yeah, I guess more, like, you know, what are you centered around, or what, you know, not necessarily, like, one topic, but, like, values, or orient, you know, what do you orient yourself around?
Oh yeah, I really like the idea of like kind of like fast literature, or like lowbrow, not lowbrow, but that might be the right word to use or phrase. I like the idea.
I don't even
know
what that means, honestly. Yeah,
honestly, I don't really know what it means either. I think it's like, I don't know, not super intellectual stuff, but okay. Some of the stuff in here is actually pretty profound and stuff.
Yeah,
so I'm really appreciative of that. But anyways, yeah, I just like the idea of like local literature and commentary and poetry and all that stuff. That's like, I don't want people to throw these away, but at the same time, like, I kind of like the idea that it's like disposable, and it's just kind of like in the moment, kind of like this radio station.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, it's in the moment, you know, you're there. If you keep a copy, that's great, whatever. But, I just really like, it's like, you know, like back in like the 1700s, 1800s, there'd be like broadsheets where it'd just be like these one big piece of paper, like super cheap, made by like whoever had a printing press, you know, and they just like toss them around the streets. And
well, I was just given Gutter recently, which kind of is that format.
Yeah, this is totally what I mean. I mean, just like, I think there just should be way more of this kind of thing, because then it's like
we're staring at a like one pager,
yeah,
with like kind of like ad style things and also some writing.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah. Summarize that. Yeah, I think like stuff like this, I think there's just, it just, you know, there's just be more of it, and I think that a lot of people do want more of that, just because of, you know, how much time we spend on our phones now. Yeah. I mean, like, you know, I can, just like anybody else, I can get sucked into being on my phone for a while, but I don't know, I just like that idea of just like fast literature that's floating around, you know, you can find one in like a bookstore or something, it's free, you know, you just read it, and it's like short too, so it's, you know, it's like adapted to our attention spans or whatever.
And you said you're not selling these right now.
Sorry, what?
You're not selling them right now.
No, for that reason. Yeah, I mean, if anything, I make like t-shirts and I sell those online, but for the zine, but I mean, the profit margin is I make like a dollar.
Yeah. You
know, so it's not really. I mean, like, maybe at some point I might do some kind of like sponsorship or something, but I was talking to some of my friends about it, and I feel like if you charge for it, it kind of defeats
it, loses the
purpose a little bit. You know what I mean? Yeah. Yeah. It makes it like a little bit inaccessible. So, yeah, I just, I want to, my vision for this is to like see random people that I don't know in the park, like reading this or something, or see it like on the ground, you know, even that would be, make me like sort of happy, you know,
just sticking out of the trash can,
or like, in somebody's toilet or something. I don't know, you know.
So where have you been distributing these?
So far, mostly just at the Music Inn, which is on West 4th Street, right in Greenwich Village. I did start giving, I just gave a couple, like 10 copies or whatever to this, little, I think it's like, it's not a secondhand, it's not vintage, but it's like a boutique t-shirt store. It's in the East Village. Really? It's on First Ave. I forget the street it's on, but it's called City Fun. So, and the girl who runs that, Lily, she's really nice. And so I'm going to start giving some copies every month to her as well, for that store. So
you're sort of in that area where I know I've had luck before at Mercer Books, where they've taken a few little small zines and been willing to just hold them and distribute them.
I think I've been there before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like French Guy, Old French Guy.
It's in the East Village?
It's like right on Mercer Street, like literally like mid
kind of. But they have like a zine kind of thing when you walk in, sort of?
Like it's like side. Next to a deli. It's across from the new NYU building.
I'm not sure if I've been there. It's called Mercer Books. And they have like a zine thing going on.
They just put it at the counter.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, stuff like that. I mean, like I was saying earlier, like that East Village Books or whatever, I forget the name of it. I'd like to print out more copies. I just have to up my printing thing,
lock, you know. In,
yeah, I have to lock in.
just gotta lock in on that.
Yeah.
No, but honestly, printing is expensive.
Yeah, that's the main thing that's getting my way. I mean, you know, if it was cheaper, I'd print like 100 copies,
but soon you'll have a printing budget.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah. So that's what I was like, I think like it'd be cool to do like maybe like a sponsors page or something, I don't know, but I feel like I'd have to increase the readership first, so.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've also been thinking, about this too for the program guide, for the radio, of just like, you know, if people really like it, just being like putting the, like being like, if you want the PDF to print out yourself and then like to distribute around.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, I saw that on your story the other day.
Reach out to us.
You put in like a lending library thing or something?
Yes. Yeah. I've been putting in the little free library.
That's a good idea.
Which we're kind of using as some like as a distro for ourselves also, like so that we don't have to always meet up and can just kind of like like I'll put it there and then somebody else will pick it up and distro them, but then also just so that people are able to take copies from those, and there's so many everywhere. Even there's one right next to the Music Inn.
I think so. That's smart.
Definitely could put some in there.
Do you have to pay for this website that you use, the radio hosting thing?
Like, yes, the server. Yeah, okay. I have to host the server.
Yeah.
But I know some people who are really just like doing Twitch stream stuff, which I've have no knowledge of, and I've heard is a possibility. Why are you exploring the idea of a radio?
I mean, I think it's super cool. It's kind of like similar to like a zine kind of, you know, idea. But no, I haven't really like seriously thought about it. But
yeah,
it would be definitely cool to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, I guess like what is the, are you hoping to get more people working on you, working with you on this? Or is it, are you trying to be the editor right now? Or
I mean, I
like, guess, yeah. Now what's the vision and the like, what's the 5-year plan?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I like putting it all together right now, to be honest. I know like this coming year I'll be pretty busy with school and work and stuff. But it's a good, like, you know, creative side thing to do.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, eventually if it got to be like, you know, big enough where I had, you know, a ton of like, you know, readership and all that stuff, then yeah, that'd be cool. I mean, and like people help out in certain ways, in ways that they can or whatever. I'm going to need somebody to actually hand out stuff for me in August, because I'll be back in Maryland. But
we all just need little people walking around.
Yeah.
Not little, you know.
Yes.
But
assistants.
Yeah, assistants walking around. Just, I was thinking more like garden gnomes.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Just distributing to little free libraries across the city. Yeah, that'd be awesome. But I was going to ask, is there any, I guess you said you don't read many zines, but like any media or books or conversations specifically with people or that really would push you to make this happen in this format, I guess?
I mean, not really that I can think of. I remember when I was doing the internship and stuff, like I was just, I don't know, I was just thinking of ways to kind of like create some kind of community sort, or create something for, I guess, the community, because the community's already there, so I, you know, I didn't create shit. Yeah, just to like something that could be passed around and kind of like just be not like a staple, but just like a, I'm trying to think of the word. I don't know. Yeah, but I don't know if there was like something that like kind of like spurred it. I can't remember. I was toying around with the name The West Fourth.
Mm-hmm.
I was like doodling, and because I really like drawing, like what's it called, like typography, like messing around with like different fonts and all that stuff. So I was like, you know, playing around with that, and I was like, that's kind of, I was gonna do like West Third, West 12th, you know, I don't know
which street.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then
which
I figured
street defines me.
And I figured like West 4th would make the most sense, because that's the one that the music in is on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I was like, wait, this like name sounds kind of sick. And then, yeah. And then I just was kind of, I guess I did a little bit of like, what's it called when companies like get, focus groups. I did like a little bit of like a focus group. I just like, you know, asked a bunch of people like, would you be, you know, interested in this kind of thing? And everybody was like, fuck yeah. So I was like, all right, cool. So that kept me busy for a little bit. But yeah, I don't know. I think really just like the, I mean, cause like I study history at NYU, and a lot of the sources that I use are, you know, like old newspapers or stuff like that, or like broadsheets, you know, and I just, yeah, I don't know. I love that idea of like the fast, cheap, just printed material that was just like circulating, like, you know, early America and Europe and all that stuff. I mean, like there's just like, I mean, you think about like the, you know, like the printing culture in Europe and, and America and stuff in like the 17, early 1800s is crazy. Like there was just like, you know, I mean, obviously they didn't have phones. So all of these like current events and things and like anybody, it got like cheaper and cheaper to actually like print your own stuff. So there was just like a huge little like cottage industry of like DIY, you know, newspapers and broadsheets and like, you know, essays, whatever. It's like, you could just print whatever. And now it's like, I know that it's like, I guess like making a comeback, you know, which is awesome. So I just kind of wanted to contribute to that and be a part of it, you know?
Well, I guess I'm trying to see if I have this other one I wanted to show you, but I'm not seeing it. There's this this Stitches publication that's been coming out. That's also like Rizzo printed. I don't know how you say that.
Okay.
That is like a huge page with just like all these events happening around the city. Also, that's been like getting distributed. That also does like a call for submissions on the, like, in the paper itself. I think that's something I've been toying with also, is like if I had, or like if, like, Moss Radio had more money, then I would really want to be able to like mail people copies.
Yeah.
And just have like a send us back this page, and like we'll mail it back to your, like we'll mail the copies back.
Yeah. I mean, that's like, you know, when you read old books and like in the back they have that like little postcard, it's like, oh, send us like $2 and choose what book you want and we'll send it to you. Like, you know, that's nice, you know, stuff like that. I feel like a lot of people really want more physical things now, you know, which is good. And yeah, like it's just like a big piece of paper with like local stuff happening on it. I mean,
well, there's also something about the imperfection, you know, or like the,
like the,
you know, it's a monthly issue, as you said, that like you're not, you don't have a PDF up that's up on like a website constantly.
Yeah.
So it like obviously make good content, right? Like, like you want to make good content and have things that matter, but yeah, it doesn't have to be the world's most polished, curated like work of art.
Because
I think as you said, like it's a reflection of the people that are just involved in these spaces, that maybe don't have other ways to publish themselves. And it's really cool that like somebody's first exposure to that could be, you know, you drop one of these on a bench in like Tompkins, and then like somebody just picks it up, and that's like they know about this like music and poet.
Yeah, I was my friend who lives in San Francisco who writes columns and stuff for this, he like wanted me to send him like a PDF of the thing, and I was like, yeah, fuck you, I'll just mail it to him. I haven't actually haven't mailed that to him either. I promised like 4 different people that I was gonna mail him stuff, and you know, just life gets in the way. But also, yeah, so with the like the handing them out, I was I was with my friend Swiss, and we were in Washington Square handing out like kind of like flyers to get the word out for the zine. And this was like a, I think it was like a Thursday or a Friday evening or something, and there was like a lot of people out and stuff, and so we were handing out these little flyers. But I don't know, like a lot of people, it was interesting because like a lot of people like were really not into it. Like, you know, like when people approach you in the park, half the time they're just like nuts or like want money or whatever. But like, you know, like we were two young men, respectable looking, you know, just like with pieces of paper or whatever. But like a bunch of people like kind of like crashed out on us. Like there's just like one guy who's like reading. So I was like, oh, this is like perfect target audience right here. So like we went up to him and we were like, hey, like, you know, you got a second or whatever. And he was like, I'm reading. All right. Sorry. Jesus Christ.
So, yeah. No, I've also canvassed, or like not canvassed, but, you know, gone out to flyer for radio stuff. And, it is brutal out there.
Yeah, some people just don't give a shit and they don't want to listen to
you. Well, it's fine. It's fine as long as you know that, like, for every 10 people you talk to, you'll actually just talk to one.
Yeah.
And then the rest will just, like, the best you'll get is a sorry, but you can also get a fuck off.
Yeah.
You know, and that's fine because I've also been the other side of that, you know. But, yeah, I think also there is a way in which, like, there are so many places around the city that will hold zines, but also at the same time, like, so many people are making their own zines now. But I love that now we have like these zine fairs that you can submit to, or places at least where you don't have to like sell them. You can just, especially if you're just giving them out for free, I feel like there are a lot of like distribution places that could be hit. But y'all are like super new.
Pretty new. I guess May, June, July, August. Yeah, so this is our fourth month, I guess, doing this.
How long between like the idea being a thing and then like the actual production of the first one?
It was like a month. It was like early April. I wanted to do it, and then I put the word out like 2 weeks before and got submissions within that window. Although now my writers are getting pretty lax and it's like herding cats now at this point. Like, it's actually sometimes it's like so infuriating. Like, you know, I'll say like, all right, the deadline.
All your writers listening to this right now, just like, is it me?
I'll like, you know, I'll say like, oh, the deadline is the 1st or whatever, and then like I'll get people, you know, emailing me, DMing me on like the 5th. I'm like, hey, you mind if I get this piece in? And honestly, it usually works out because I'm not done like putting it together until like the 2nd week anyway. So, but yeah, I mean, everybody really likes the pseudo deadline, I guess, you know, and most people are pretty good about getting in, but like the few of my writers who I really like and who I want to submit, you know, they're just, you know, blowing smoke on my ass for like 2 weeks. Like, oh, I'm going to get it to you. I'm going to get it to you. You know, like,
all right, you know. And because I haven't had a chance to read this fully yet, can you tell us about some of the topics that are...
Topics are all over. I mean, yeah, there's not really a theme. Yeah, I mean, the poems are all over the place. There's some really funny ones in this issue, the July one. There's this one guy, Jack Keegan, who submitted a couple poems, and they were like, they made me like laugh out loud. Like, it was awesome. And that's a cool thing too, is getting like people actually read it. I feel like half the people that I give these to don't actually read them, but it's more just like a vibe to like have it, which is fine. Like, do whatever you want with it. Like, you know, it'd be cool if you just put it on your wall or something, but you know, it's cool to, people will like give me feedback or like, I really love this piece, or like, this piece was hilarious, or like, you know, like there's this one guy too, Parker Otto, who writes poems for it, and he had this like super moving piece. I think it's either in this one or last issue, I'm not sure, but
you said Otto?
Yeah, Parker Otto. He should be in the poetry section. But yeah, I mean, like, people would come up to me and like, wow, like, Parker's piece was just like so moving, you know? And that's like, I don't know, it's just awesome because it's people reading like their friend's stuff, and it's like, it's, you know, it's like, I didn't know like they had, he had like this side to him or like something like that, you know? So yeah, I forget what your question was or why.
No, just topics.
Oh, right, topics. But yeah, no, there's no themes or anything like that. I mean, I don't really know, I don't really I'm not much like a poetry reader. I mean, I like it, so I don't really know how to organize it, so I kind of just like throw it in there. And actually this issue too is the first issue. It's right in the middle. This is our first time doing like comics.
Yes.
This is local. Her comic brand is ABT Comics. She's on Instagram and stuff, but this is the first time printing her
ABT
stuff. Yeah. And that's awesome too. So I like, you know, like introducing more different, like different types of
content.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
So what if I asked you to read your From the Editor number?
Yeah, sure. I can do that, I guess.
Because they don't even know what we're talking about. We're just holding this. Yeah.
Just in my defense for this, usually I just write this in like 5 minutes and just throw it in there right before I print.
No, it's
and
memorialized. Then just don't think about it. By your voice.
But yeah, so this is for the July issue. But hello, dear readers. This is my editor's statement, which is right on the first page of the zine. But hello, dear readers. I don't have much to say this month. Life has carried on its classic soul-crushing and hope-giving pattern. I'm joyous and crumpled in one instant. But seriously, folks, it's been a great summer so far, and largely due to you all. We have some amazing pieces in here this issue. Some poems, like Parker's, like I said, just cut you right to the core, and some poems, like Jack Keegan's, also like I just said, can actually make you laugh out loud, which I didn't know poetry could do. There are also some very good short fiction pieces as well, more grounded in reality than previous submissions have been, but precious and worthwhile nonetheless. I also included an excerpt of one of my history papers from recently. This was because I didn't get enough short fiction submissions, so I had to fill the pages or whatever.
Been that on.
So if you find yourself on the John reading this and you're suddenly, to your horror, out of toilet paper, feel free to use my writing as a philosophical substitute. I hope my readers won't be offended that I included my own work in the short fiction section. It just so happens that we were a bit short on long-form submissions this issue, so I figured I would fill the gap. Anyways, the West 4th lives on and is as captivating as ever. I hope you all enjoy this issue and get to work on your pieces for August. For all things thought up and written down, sincerely, Jack Conranus, editor.
Thank you.
Sure.
No, this is great. We've been trying to do more readings.
Oh, yeah?
On air. Yeah, I think for the same reason, I think that you're doing this, which is like maybe a sense of, yeah, people are not picking up these like small pieces. You know what I mean? Or like... this physical content as often, and so also trying to make it more accessible in a certain way by having like audio versions, but so far it's been like Fukuo. Mm-hmm. So not really a small town, not really the local man next door, but also had this guy like Magnus John Madi Vogel, who like writes poetry, come on, and then been doing some readings of like books and stuff like that.
That's cool. Yeah, I love listening to people read.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Like my seventh grade English teacher did that all the time. It was great. You know, I loved it.
The seventh grade memory coming out. Well, you can always, you know, delve back into that joy.
Yep.
Have you considered doing readings of this?
Well, so the Music Inn also has poetry night on Tuesday nights. I think it's every other week, or it's like the first and third Tuesday of every month. I'm not really sure, but there's an Instagram for it too. So they do, like, you know, it's like a circle and people go around and read their stuff. So like some of it's like spoken words, some of it's like readings from their own pieces or whatever. Yeah, I'd like to, because, like, there's some really great pieces in here by people that are either, like, you know, don't really go to the Music Inn or you know, like, aren't in the city or whatever. So, yeah, I've definitely thought about doing that. But, unfortunately, I don't really go to the poetry night that much, just because sometimes I'm kind of busy. But, so, it's a little hypocritical.
Oh, I was just thinking you just, like, you know, Shakespeare in the Park style, you know. Just you and the audience of the park.
Well, I've thought of, like, when I drive for a while, I think about, like, my future.
A megaphone out the car.
No, but, like, I'll, like, I mean, you know, like, on the long drive, you start, like, you know, just, like, daydreaming or whatever. Sometimes
I've never driven a car.
Really?
No.
It's very new.
I've never gotten behind the wheel.
Do you know, do you have your driver's license? Or I guess not.
I've never been that seat of the car.
Do you want to drive?
It terrifies me.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
Like being and also, like,
people, listen, people have argued so much with me about the feeling of, like, the wind in your hair in a car and the music all the way up and highways. First of all, where am I driving down in New York City that there ain't nobody in front of me and I'm not a fear of death every second that I'm there?
It sucks. Yeah.
And then also, have you been on an electric city bike?
I'm scared of those things.
Ah, and yet the wind in your hair is much more powerful on the electric city bike. And people are like, blah, 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 it's not as quick. 15 miles per hour versus 35, okay.
Yeah, well, no, but those things can whip still, though.
That's what, like, I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
And I'm just saying, like, try to go down the hill on, like, 135th in Amsterdam. On an electric city bike, and trust if you will not feel that same fear of dying that you will get in a car. So no, I don't feel the need to exacerbate my, you know, chances of death.
That's fair.
I think the city bike does it good enough for me.
Yeah. Do you ride those a lot?
Yeah.
Nice.
Because honestly, like, these days, like, for example, the other day I was in Tompkins, right? And then to get to the west side from Tompkins, I can either do what? Take the L, which, like, you know, I'll wait 6 minutes to 8 minutes, take a 10-minute train, only to walk up two flights of stairs probably, then come out the other side, walk another flight of stairs, or 10 minutes total, city bike, wind in my hair.
Outside. Yeah, you know.
No cars at night.
Have you been in the 14th Street Union Square station recently for the L?
I tried to avoid that station to save my life.
I've been telling everybody this. For some reason, this past, like, week, it smelled so bad. It's like,
I actually saw a post about that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's, like, weird. Like, usually they smell bad, but this is, like, a very unique, recent smell. And it's still there. It's been there for, like, a week or almost 2 weeks. I don't know what it is. It smells, perfect, like, really warm, old cheese or something.
Great.
It, like, smells yellow, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, like, it's very, very...
maybe it's
visceral,
yeah,
smell. It's disgusting.
Mm.
So yeah, biking. That's
yeah.
Yeah.
So see, then I don't have to encounter.
You don't have to deal with that.
These smells.
Yeah.
But I will say, you know, AC is a thing in the subway.
Right. Sometimes.
But I guess this kind of weirdly tripped up a question in my head that was, I guess, like, you know, you said like this work is not necessarily the most, like, deep, you know what I mean, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
What is your, not philosophy, but you know, way of seeing kind of this, like, do we need to have content that's, like, super, like, political or deep or relevant to the current moment versus, like, silly stuff?
Mm.
And, like, also, where does it blend? And, you know, like, how much of... I guess you said you're, like, mostly including everything right now, but, you know, I guess for what you would envision mm-hmm. as, like, what you would really want in this.
Yeah, well, like, I've stayed away from the political stuff as of right now, mm-hmm. just because, I don't know, just people haven't submitted anything political, and I haven't asked for anything. I mean, yeah. I wouldn't be opposed to it, but it's just...
not what people are sending in right now.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, like, having funny things in there, like, something to make you laugh. I don't know. Really, like, right now, it's just, like, I feel like more people should be exposed to, like, you know, fast literature. Just sure. something that you can just digestible. Pick up and read. Digestible. You know, that kind of thing. Like, I'll usually, like, recommend to people that don't, like, read all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I struggle with this, too, but, like, starting off with, like, short stories and stuff like yes. that. And just kind of, like, build it up. And yeah. so, like, I feel like the same thing should be, like, with these zines. Like, just like, pick it up. I just want people to, like, just pick it up and, like, mm-hmm. maybe read some of it. I don't know. But just, like, have it and, you know, flip through it and whatever. But, you know, like, doing that on the subway, like, yeah. reading through one of these on the subway instead of, like, going on your phone and stuff.
I think it's so, like, the zine format is so great for that.
Yeah.
I've also been the same of, like, encouraging people to, like, start with zines if they don't read a lot.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, some zines are, like, yeah, like, 20, 25 pages.
Yeah.
Just enough for, like, a long, you know, or, like, a short, whatever. How,
yeah.
I don't know the speed y'all read it. the subway commute, let's say. Another thing I don't get to experience because I can't read on the city bike. But, you know, I think, yeah, it's, like, a great, as you said, you can pick it up, put it down, don't need to commit, I guess, in this idea of, like, a book, or
yeah.
you don't need to spend, what is a book now, like, $20
yeah, each, yeah, basically. Exactly. Yeah, I think that's, it's just, like, that's, I feel like that's just, like, the most appealing part of it is, like, too, like, with zines, you know, they're usually, like, pretty casual, you know, mm-hmm. and it's not some, like, Dostoevsky novel or something like yeah. that. You just, you know, it just, like, breaks, like, I feel like just people need to get, like, you know, broken back in it. And I don't mean mm-hmm. to sound, like, pretentious or anything. Like, I still struggle with, like, going on reels and, you know, not reading at night and stuff like that, you know, but I feel like I'm, like, breaking myself in, and just everybody should start to get broken in with just this, not just books, but, like, fast reading,
mm-hmm.
you know, on your commute, or if you're, like, you have, like, 10 minutes and you're in a park or something right. like that.
Little yeah. bit of something good is better than none of it at all.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to, like, get on a high horse. Like, again, like, you know, sometimes I'll go on my phone too. So, but
yeah.
I'm trying to be better, and it'd be cool to make other people be better. Cause I feel like everybody can agree that mm-hmm. like, you know, obviously we should be reading more. And so this yeah. is just, like, one way to kind of, like, get that in there.
That's also part of why I've been wanting to do more readings with Moss Radio people is, you know, just getting everybody, yeah, reading some of the similar stuff, because we're usually in pairs,
mm-hmm.
and, like, yeah, like, on a show like this, where we're just talking about something, and being able to, we did a reading of, this one, Waves Radio as Collective Imagination, was actually printed really nicely, if you want to check that
ooh,
out.
This is a nice,
yeah,
this
right?
is a nice cover.
And did a reading of that, with DJ Double Dribble. and that was really cool, of just being able to talk about, yeah, something you've both, you know, and only a chapter,
mm-hmm.
Which is also cool about this style of book. It's like you can kind of just, like, choose a chapter that captivates you the most mm-hmm. and start,
like,
there,
nibble away at it.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also just mostly a series of conversations actually put to writing. But I feel like going back to what you're saying of, like, kind of training yourself, it's also what we're trying to do here of, like, training the ear also, right? Mm-hmm. And, like, training, I think it comes back to the same thing of, like, attention span.
Yeah.
Right? And the ability to set yourself down and, like, kind of just, like, this is what I'm doing right now. Like, I'm taking this content. I said, whether it's silly or deep or political, because even on this, you know, like, sometimes we'll be talking about whether it's better to city bike or, you know, and you kind of have to be able to, like, ride the waves of it and still be able to listen for the content that matters in that.
Yeah.
And it's really good practice, because I think even, like, talking this much on air, sometimes I've, like, had to, well, like, keep my attention there, you know?
Yeah.
And
totally
do all that. But yeah, I guess, like, going back to the West 4th, I'm thinking of, like, what is the kind of workload for, or, like, process for that? You know, kind of, like, what's the timeline for getting one done?
Well, I've usually just been, like, handing them out. Well, so I'll put out, like, a post or something, usually, like, 2 or 3 weeks before, usually 2 weeks before, just, like, get your submissions in, you know, like, by this date or whatever. And then if I have enough before that deadline, then I'll start putting together. And so I have, like, a template. I'll have somebody lined up with, like, an illustration. It's like this one. My sister did this one. She had already got that done, like, before the deadline. And, yeah, just kind of, like, it's kind of like a work in progress for the layout of it. Like, sometimes I don't really know how to do the poetry, so that takes me a little bit longer because I want to fit everything on page. And, like, and the length, the length of the poems is all different. I will be honest, I kind of hate it when people do, like, that, like, avant-garde, like, spacing for their poetry. Like, it's cool, but it's really hard for me to, like, put that in this.
You're speaking to someone who once wrote a poem in the shape of a face.
Yeah, exactly. Like, see, I wouldn't publish that because I just can't do it, you know what I mean? Like, because the program that
in fact, don't even try to submit that.
I'd prefer it if it was just, like, straight lines or whatever, but you know, if it's like this one's like, I still put it in because it's not too bad. It's just, like, a couple, like, tabs.
Yeah.
So yeah, the poetry usually takes me a little while just to lay it out, but then everything else, you know, I just, for, like, the longer fiction, you know, split into two. So putting it together usually takes me, like, a night or two, something like that.
And how are you archiving your stuff?
I just save them as I just save them as PDFs, and then I have this software on my MacBook that turns it into, like, a booklet. So, like, flips the pages for me and all
that.
But
are you, like, keeping physical copies for yourself and, like, for the future?
Yeah, I have, like, one copy. And then I have the PDF still, so I can just print more whenever I want to or whatever. Actually, though, but before we were talking about this, you mentioned, like, the political aspect of it. And I was thinking about it. So this past year, I've been around a lot of, like, conservatives and Republicans and stuff. And, I'm a Democrat, but the places that I've interned at have been more, like, right-leaning, that kind of thing. Not, like Heritage or, like, you know, Trump's, like, super PAC or some shit like that. But, like, you know, more, like, right-leaning think tanks or whatever. And it's been interesting to be around those people and then have this whole community of artists and stuff that I'm with, you know, and I identify more with them anyways. But with the political stuff, like, it feels like, I don't know, like, I kind of would like to put more political stuff in here at a certain point, just because it feels like the progressive, like, left-leaning stuff that I align with, that just, like, inherently feels more of, like, something that would work really well in a zine instead of, like, because you don't see any, like, conservative zines, you know what I mean? They're all, like, on, like, you know.
I mean, could you call a church pamphlet a zine?
I guess that could technically be a zine. Yeah, like a church zine. Brochure. A brochure. Sure, I guess. But, you know, like, there's not a lot of, I feel like there's not a lot of Republicans and conservatives in the, you know, punk scene. So, like, that inherently, like, I know that the kind of stuff that would go in here would be stuff that I, you know, personally align with. But, like, I feel like that would be cool because that would give it, because that's what I was trying to do with this back page where it has the local events and stuff coming up. I kind of want to give this more of a newspaper, you feel, like, to more of, like, a in the moment, something that's, like, happening right now kind of feeling. And so, like, I feel like doing something politically oriented would be cool.
Well, I think especially like we've been talking about you know, like, this sounds so, like, doomsday, but, like, you know, surveillance and kind of like social media and these kind of, like, online methods just, like, kind of breaking down in terms of, like, can we even get the right content to our feeds anymore, and can we trust what's there, and blah blah blah, and who's funding it, that now, like, it is a huge method and, like, way of getting information out there in a local kind of, like, as you said, like, ephemeral manner of, like, this is what's happening. And also just, I think, like, and when I think political, I even think, you know, like, just stories about the city and how people are experiencing living here, especially when I think of the music and, like, the people who are there are often people with such amazing stories about the city and what's been happening and all know something about their neighborhood and the way that it evolved, you know. Yeah. So all stories that are like super important to preserve as well.
And yeah, definitely with the social media stuff, like even though it is really good for like building it, like, you know, this wouldn't be as successful if I didn't set up an Instagram page for it. 'Cause like you kind of need it. But at the same time, the most effective way I've noticed to get people to submit and to read it is to like go up to them face to face.
Yeah.
Like, are you going to submit something or like you want a copy, you know, something like that. And just like, you know, giving it to them. 'Cause like I'll do stuff like I'll do Instagram stories and posts and all that stuff. And like the posts are useful for get your submissions in, you know, but other than that, I feel like a lot of the times, like if you put like events that are happening that like you're doing or something on your story, a lot of times if, you know, it's not like 300 people view it and 300 people are going to go. It's like more like you got to like tell the people that you want there. It's like, absolutely. I want you to come here.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
or I want you to do this or do that. Or whatever, you know? So it's like, it's weird. It's like, it feels like you're really doing something with Instagram. And like I guess like I am grateful for Instagram for, to like, it's made it a little bit easier to get the word out on this and all that and like get a following. But at the same time, it's sometimes it just feels like blown, you know, like throwing sand up in the wind or something. Yeah. It's like, you know.
Yeah, I also understand. Yeah, I think the same way that I'm like very thankful for online platforms for like even being able to host this radio. And, you know, I've been reading this book that actually speaks a lot about, yeah, like digital infrastructure and how digital commenting places can not replace but be in addition to in-person like spaces where we are all communicating and spending time together and etc. And kind of this idea of like everybody is spending time, so much time digitally, like, you know, why not use that to create things like this? And that's the thing, is it's like, you know, you might have the Instagram account, but at the end of the day, you're not, you know, it's not like you're posting every page of the zine on Instagram, you know, it's like
a micro influencer. Like the focus is still the physical thing. Yeah, that makes sense. That's like what people are saying about like, you know, ChatGPT and AI and stuff. Now it's like, the focus should be just like how it can help you do stuff, not just do stuff for you. So,
right. Yeah. And like,
dude, like my, sorry, but my friend ran one of his stories through ChatGPT and he told me, and he submitted it to it. And I was like, you piece of shit. Like, never do that again.
Yeah, do not do that. Especially for like a small zine that feels like
simple. Yeah, it's like, come on, man.
Please. It would have been fine with a typo.
Yeah, exactly.
It would have been better. Yeah.
Like one time I gave a copy to Parker, who's the one of the poets in here, and I accidentally spilled like coffee all over it. And I was like, and it was like my last one, and I needed to give him one. And I was like, you know, and he was like, hey, this wouldn't be a zine if it didn't have shit all over it. Or yeah. Something. You know what I mean? So
I have a small zine collection that I'm excited to show you after this.
Oh, sweet.
And yeah, they're all like wrinkled and bent. Fucked and up. Been in a bag for, you know, half the pages are folded the other way. But that's what's beautiful. And I've been actually thinking of like, how do you even have a zine collection? You know, how do you expose a zine collection?
What do you mean expose?
Like, how do you present a zine collection?
Oh, yeah.
You know, because you can't really, like, there's no titles
like
on the
book. Yeah.
There's not, like, a spine.
I mean, like, I would love for people to put this, some of these pages, like, on their walls and stuff. I feel like that would be a good way to present it. Not just on the wall. Or, like, what how, is, like, bookstores have it, like, spread out, you know.
What is the place that if you saw your zine, you'd be like, I've made it?
Like I said earlier, like, somebody just sitting in the park reading it.
But I want, like, which, you know, like, where you're, like, walking on a day, and it's, like, this park. You're, like, whoa.
I would want to be in Washington Square Park and, like, see some, like, random, like, NYU freshman or something, like, reading it. And it's definitely, like, tangible. I just have to get more copies out there and put them in public places and stuff. There was, actually, I went to undergrad in CU Boulder, or at CU Boulder, and there was this guy who made his own custom stickers that were against drunk driving, because like he had been in an accident, he got fucked up from it like for life or whatever, and so he wanted to like, you know, get the word out there to not do it, but he did it in like this really cool grungy way. Like the stickers were like beautiful, and they're also hilarious, and like I have them, like a million of them, but he'd have them for free in these little like plastic holder things in like a bunch of different restaurants and stuff.
Oh, that's really cool.
So I'd like to do something like that, where like I'd like to get a lot of those little plastic holders where you can like put like, you know, paper or whatever in it. Right, I also like to get stickers.
Yes.
Stickers.
Yeah.
Do you have merch yet for the?
Yeah, we've got some 3x3s. Here, wait, let me.
Stickers? Yeah, let me show you. Oh, shit. Can I have one?
Yeah, for sure. I will warn you, they're not waterproof. Or tearproof in any sort of way. So I'll put it on like a computer or something.
Can I take a couple of these?
Yes, for sure.
All right, sweet.
Please. And then. Here, I'll also give you. Transaction on here, you could take a few of these. Those are 3x3s with that are more like cardstocky.
Oh, gotcha.
And
all right, for the next West 4th issue, I'll put some of these in the
awesome. Thank
like
you.
A little bookmark or something.
Yeah, and I can off air give you the printing information for that because it was not very expensive.
Yeah, I've been trying to look into stuff, but like all the websites, it's like you have to order like 4,000 and pay like $500. It's like
I got you.
And just get like 100 or something.
I got you. but yeah, I guess we have like 10 minutes left. Mm-hmm. Or wait, what time is it? Yeah, 9 minutes left. Okay. Yeah, I guess I wanted to ask about, you know, in what ways, because we're so like a community care focused radio and like centered, yeah, just in what ways have you felt yourself either being immersed in community or starting more community through this zine? Or like, yeah, just how have you felt being in the city, you know?
Yeah, well, so I moved here in September when I first started NYU, and at the time I had like a couple friends and stuff, but not like a huge group.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I wasn't really like part of like a community, I guess. But then I found the Music Inn, and that was awesome. I loved like going there and just like listening to music or whatever, but I was still like a little bit outside of it because I wasn't really, you know, I haven't played at any of the open mics. Mm-hmm. I just like going. Well, actually I played the Cajon at a couple of them, which is like for my friends that are playing or whatever. But once I started playing in a couple bands and then I started the zine, I realized like it was a lot easier to become part of the community if you're like contributing and you're doing something for other people.
Yeah.
So, that definitely doing this and being in local bands and stuff definitely made it a lot easier to become friends with a bunch of people. 'Cause like I felt like more productive and like, you know, productive member of like society, or, mm-hmm. you know, instead of just like hanging out.
Yeah, it's like making a contribution
yeah,
to
exactly.
the community.
Doing something, you know? Mm-hmm. And so like now, like I feel a lot better about myself. Like I felt fine about myself before.
Just looking at yourself, I'm not doing anything.
I don't know. I just like, I feel good about myself and about this whole thing. I mean, it's mm-hmm. just kind of, yeah, it's very satisfying. Yeah, it's definitely helped me become part of a community. The community was already there, like I said earlier, but it just helped me. It made it a lot easier to, because then I had to go up and talk to people that I didn't know or whatever, mm-hmm. and be like, hey, like, your songwriting is great. Why don't you submit something? You know, mm-hmm. that kind of thing.
And how,
yeah.
I guess less related specifically to the zine, but more to your experience, because we have so many conversations on these shows about experiencing community in the city. And I guess, how would you characterize, like, the, you know, the ways of, like, forming community in the city? Because, you know, you said you're coming to this realization of, like, I need to contribute something. Like, what were kind of, like, the thoughts in that thing, in that mindset, you know?
I mean, like, I guess it was, like, a little bit selfish, just because I wanted to become friends with more people and mm-hmm. stuff, especially in that scene, but I felt like I would feel a little lame if I wasn't doing something, I guess, or if I didn't have something that I could be like, I do this, mm-hmm. you know what I mean, or whatever. Like it's cool that I love my program at NYU or whatever, but, you know, that can only carry you so far in a conversation, you know. So that part I feel like was maybe like a little bit selfish, I guess. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, to be honest, like, this is like the, you know, coolest city possible. I mean, there's so many people that you can become friends with or just like at least like
people doing their own things also.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. That's a really cool thing. And obviously there's people that are not, you know, doing this kind of thing and then that's, and you know, and they're fine with that.
Y'all have fun. Y'all all right.
I didn't mean it like that. I was saying it, and I was like, this makes me sound like a douche, you know? I didn't mean it like that.
No, obviously.
I don't know. It's the first time that I've been, like, a part of, like, community, like, you know, to use that word for like the millionth time or whatever, that where it's like everybody is mm-hmm. like contributing for something sure. and creating stuff mm-hmm. And that's just like really cool, and it's not something that I've really been a part of before. Obviously those things exist everywhere mm-hmm. but
I think it's yeah. exciting even for like your people, you know what I mean, like even if it's not yet something that is like on every bench in Wash
mm-hmm.
Just for it to yeah have people and have friends and community that is able to like gather around something at the end of the yeah. month,
and especially for people our age, because it's mm-hmm. like, you know, like you talk to like our parents or something, like my mom like was like in Russia when like the fucking Soviet Union fell, and like yeah. you know, like like some of my friends like parents were like, you know, fighting for like the Syrian liberation front mm-hmm. in the 60s and shit like that, you know. It's like it feels like older generations got to do way more cooler shit, you know, mm-hmm. than we did. But then, like, this is the cool thing about being in the city and being young and being our age and doing stuff like this. It's like, you feel like you're, you know, working, like, you're building those stories to then tell your kids later on. It's like, yeah, well, you know, I did some cool shit, you know, mm-hmm. back in the day, that kind of thing.
Yeah, and I think especially having something that we can, you know, they say the internet is forever, but
mm-hmm.
if we manage to not lose the printed copies that we hold on to now... yeah, it'd be having something to like really show, and yeah. that's
well, because there's no way that
some
like
people can hold. You
there's
know?
No way that Instagram is gonna still be a thing, right, like exactly, 40, 50 exactly, years from now. You know? There's no way. I don't see that happening.
Yeah, so yeah. it's like, yeah, maybe like your iCloud will still maybe. Be there, you know. but yeah, it's like definitely gonna be. I don't know. There's definitely value in this. And yeah, I think. I don't know. I agree with the. I didn't think of it as like the fast literature. I haven't thought of zines as like fast literature.
Mm-hmm.
But I agree with what you're saying, and I think it's interesting to like think of the ways that we're both doing like similar projects, so, like the way that this radio is a similar project to the same kind of thing of like serving the community, in a sense of like what I really want to do is just give people a platform
yeah.
to be able to. Yeah, like, you know, doing the community dispatches every week of, like, this is what's happening around the city, and go to these events, participate in these things, but also just, yeah, giving, like, local artists, but also, like, local movements and, you know, community organizing groups
yeah.
A space to, yeah, just have their stuff be available somewhere yeah. else that people can access.
Yeah, and that's the cool thing about, like, you know, like, your radio show and, like, the zine and all that stuff. It's, like, we get to be in this more, like, middleman, mediator kind mm-hmm. of position. And that's, like, it gives us, like, you know, we can pretty much just, like, do whatever we want to do. And it just, it's, like, it feels like a very, like, helpful, I guess, position to be in. Or, like,
right, it's not like, trying to, like, it doesn't have the same pressure of, like, I'm making
yeah.
all this like, content.
Listen to my album right,
right
now.
Listen yeah. to my album, and, like, this is, I've made... everything from zero to, you know, from A to Z.
Yeah.
It's really like, oh, like, this is just, like, having the resources to do this for other people.
Yeah.
And then being able to, yeah, just, like, put that on, like, a website, you know, and some, or, like, a zine or something like that.
Yeah. It's like great. It's like, you know, you feel creative, productive, mm-hmm. you know, feel good, and then you're doing something for other people. It's great.
So basically the outcome of this show is everybody get off their ass and do something.
Yeah. Just create something.
Print
something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Print out like 100 sheets of paper and like with like random fucking writing on it. Just hand them out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it'd be great.
Yeah. Let's all kill the trees.
Yeah.
No, because actually before this show we were talking about sugar cane paper.
True. Yeah.
Which is
tell me about that.
Yeah. Which is more sustainable, as so they say. But also we all know that unless the money's moved, it ain't that sheet of paper. That's killing us. All that to end a note on a really. Sad note, but like, yes, you've been listening to Moss Radio. Our time is up. Do you want to tell people where to find you, where they'll be able to find your zine once again once it comes out?
It's just the West 4th on Instagram, and I usually, well, I'm at the Music Inn every Thursday for the open mics. It's a good excuse to like hang out and drink and talk to people or whatever. But I usually hand them out at the Music Inn, but there might be other places soon where you can pick up a copy. Supply, like, you know, while supplies last or whatever. But yeah, I will say one more thing, just kind of what you were saying earlier. Like, if you're, it really makes you feel a lot better about yourself if you're creating something and doing something, especially for other people. So that like helped me when I was, you know, first thing I was like kind of like in a rut or whatever doing this. It's great. So I would recommend people doing something. Make your own zine, you know.
There you go.
Competition.
It's, it doesn't have to be the most perfect thing. Start slow. Make a little like one page, eight pager, you know, thing.
Yeah, broadsheets. I kind of want to do that next. I kind of want to like, do like a weekly broadsheet or something to accompany this.
But there you go.
Yeah.
All right, wonderful. Well, thank you for coming on.
DJ Croak, thank you for having me.
Thank you, Jack. All right. Again, this has been Moss Radio on mossradio.com. Lovely to have y'all as listeners. And if you're driving, drive safe. Have a good one.